This is the WHTC Morning News with Gary Stevens and Peg McNichol on 99.7, 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com.
Welcome back to the WHTC Morning News for this Tuesday, November 9th. Tuesday mornings, we have a chance to catch up with what's going on in Washington with one of the two men who currently represent the Lakeshore in the U.S. House. He is Congressman Fred Upton, who joins us via the Zoom connection on the road this morning, but at least he's not driving. Good morning, Fred.
You're right. I'm not driving. We just went through Holland and we're on the way to Grand Rapids. And then Lansing, I'm going to be doing a SBAM conference, Small Business Association of Michigan, with the head, Mr. Calley, former lieutenant governor, on civility and bipartisanship with Debbie Dingell, my colleague from the Problem Solvers Caucus.
I hate to say it, but those are foul words to some people, civility and bipartisanship.
Yeah, we certainly saw some bad examples this last week, and it's become a national story, but you know, tragically, some folks think they can say anything, and had a number of calls that have been made public. Now, I think law enforcement's going to make a few visits to folks today, but you know, it's just wrong to threaten people, staff, and families, and members. It really is outrageous. And I'm sure you've heard some of that language that's been used against us. It's not rare anymore.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not the exception, but rather the rule more than anything else. And a lot of it stems from you, along with 12 of your Republican colleagues, going across the aisle to pass the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act.
Well, you know, the crazy thing is, if you ask any political advisor who was President Trump's favorite senator on the Republican side, I think top on every list would be Lindsey Graham. Lindsey Graham voted for this same bill when it passed 69-30.
So, Peg's got a question from the newsroom. Go ahead.
And pardon me for jumping in. I was in production. Do you have any comments about Paul Gosar's video in which it's an animated video, and it appears that he's murdering Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
You know, I heard about it last night. I've not seen it, but it's pretty outrageous. I mean, you know, temperatures are pretty high. And as I happen to believe that, you know, some of the video games and other stuff does inspire folks to do acts of viciousness, this is really uncalled for as it relates particularly to a colleague, whether it be, and I guess the attack or the video not only has him attacking her, killing her, but also President Biden.
Yeah, this whole notion of people having this mentality of burn it down. How do you see Congress getting past this notion of, you know, we're going to end you if you don't agree with us?
Yeah, it's just really sad. It's really tragic. And, you know, one of the things that's really bad is, you know, we all have offices. I've got two district offices here in Michigan, and we got pretty much younger staff, that's for sure. And you think about college interns when they're there, and for people to take the abuse that they do on the phones with folks. Well, we're trying to help them, whether it's getting a Social Security check or, you know, whatever the issue might be. My colleague, MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, put out an email or a tweet last week with all of our phone numbers on it. We were swamped yesterday, more than 1,000 calls. You could pick up the phone without somebody there, and 90-some% of them were from out of state, and some were pretty vicious. And, you know, when they see these outbreaks like this video again, which I've not seen, it's uncalled. It's certainly unprofessional.
We're talking with U.S. House Representative Fred Upton. We touched upon the bipartisan infrastructure bill that you voted for. Meanwhile, this Build Back Better bill, that's also become a bit of a contentious thing. White House Senior Advisor Cedric Richmond said over the weekend he accused Republicans of spreading misinformation when it comes to the social spending package, and said that the bill is paid for, but you and other members of the House say that, hey, wait a minute, why don't we have the Congressional Budget Office make sure that it's paid for and not take the word of Cedric Richmond?
Well, a couple of things. The bill initially was paid for. So I've been against this Build Back Better plan from the get-go. Lots of reasons. It'll take us well beyond our time. The first reason, though, was that it undid the tax cuts that were enacted in 2017. That's how they paid for it. Then they jettisoned that, and then they added a wealth tax to it. So never had a hearing. I think that's now been discounted. I don't really know what the pay-fors are. That's why a number of the Democrats actually have demanded, and we'll see next week, they've asked for a score from the Congressional Budget Office to see if it really is paid for, what it's going to do to inflation, what it's going to do to the debt, what it's going to do to spending. Now, we're all anxious to see what that report looks like, but I think it's going to be very hard to show that it's paid for unless they really go back to raising taxes. And so we'll see how that plays out, perhaps as early as next week when Congress returns.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there. One final thing, Fred, before we let you go. The first lead service line has been replaced in Benton Harbor, as the state has promised to pull thousands of such water lines in 18 months. The state plans to remove 100 lead lines by April. And you have sent a letter, along with Debbie Dingell, to the EPA saying, where are you in all of this?
Well, that's right. A couple of things. You'll remember last year, October, I was able to secure nearly $6 million to replace lead service lines in Benton Harbor. That work has now started. That money is going to replace 880 lead service lines to residents in Benton Harbor. But yesterday, we sent a letter to EPA as well. What are they doing on testing? What are the funding streams that they're looking at to make sure that the residents are safe? But I'd also note that in the infrastructure bill that was passed Saturday morning that I supported, it includes $15 billion to replace lead service lines across the country, another $10 billion for PFAS, one of the infrastructure needs certainly that our country needs to face. And along with broadband and fixing our roads and highways, it's the reason why the Chamber of Commerce, the Business Roundtable, the Farm Bureau, and the home builders all supported what we did as the bill now winds itself to the president.
He is Congressman Fred Upton. He joins us on Tuesday mornings to talk about things going on in Washington. Fred, have a safe trip to GR through GR and into Lansing today, and we wish you and your family and your staff well over the next month, week or so. And if all goes well, let's see if we can chat again next Tuesday morning.
It'll happen. I'll be back in D.C.
Thank you very much, Fred Upton, on 99.7 and 1450 WHDC.